Okay. I think you all know Tozer by now. Hey boy, come here. One more. Oh, missed that one. Sometimes it's said that a dog is a man's best friend, and I can understand the logic and the sentiments behind that. You know, you can tell a dog anything and he'll keep it to himself. He'll not answer you back, he'll not gossip, he'll not say things that are cheeky. Maybe not be the best behaved person all the time, but certainly dogs are faithful and they're trustworthy. And there's just something about a dog that is certainly friendly. And we're so thankful for this wee dog here that we have. He's got absolutely no sense, but he's got a heart like a mountain, we sometimes say, and a brain like a pea. But you know, in the Word of God, we are introduced to the best friend that a man could ever have. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He's a friend above all friends. I just want to spend a little while today talking about this great friend, man's best friend. You know, the Pharisees and the publicans in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11 and verse number 19, they tried to malign him and undermine his life, his witness, his testimony, his ministry. And they said, this man is a friend of publicans and sinners. They said that to denigrate him, but you know, they were absolutely right. Jesus is the sinner's friend. And if that was not true, he could not be my friend, because I'm a sinner. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the Bible has much to say about friendship. You would know that it's important in life to have friends, but yet good friends are hard to come by. If you can count on one hand your friends, if you have two or three good friends in life, you've done well. Good friends are hard to come by. The Bible says in Proverbs 17, verse 17, a friend loveth at all times. And that's true of Jesus Christ. His love is an everlasting love. He loves at all times. He loves us whenever we're unworthy. He loves us whenever we're unlovable. He loved us whenever we were in our sins. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loves at all times, in all situations, in all trials. Then Proverbs 18:24 says, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's a very close friend. Whenever we think of a brother, we think of a blood relation, a family relation. And Jesus Christ has redeemed us to himself with his precious blood, brought us into his own family. God is our Father, and he's not ashamed, Jesus Christ, to call us his brethren. He sticks closer than a brother. He'll be there at all times. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Proverbs 27 verse 6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. And sometimes our friend, our Lord Jesus Christ, has to chasten us and correct us and put us right. Sometimes his words are cutting. They're like a sharp two-edged sword. They pierce our heart. They pierce our soul. But he speaks to us in love, in faithfulness. He doesn't just tell us the things that we want to hear. Sometimes he exposes and rebukes our sin, our failure, our shortcomings. Because yes, we can be so unfaithful even to him, but he's faithful to us and oftentimes chastens us. And then the Bible says in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You see, it's a sacrificial love. He laid down his life for his friends. Are you a friend today of Jesus Christ? Have you ever responded to his offer of mercy and love and friendship and forgiveness? Can Jesus Christ look at you and say, you're a friend to me, you've been faithful, you love me at all times, even whenever many turn against me, you still love me? And yet there's another little verse that speaks about this friendship. In Zechariah 13:6, he was wounded in the house of his friends. He came to the children of Israel, his own people, and they nailed him to a cross. How often do we wound him, even in our churches? How often do we wound him with our words and by our unfaithfulness? And yet he's man's best friend. Is he your friend today? God bless you richly, and God bless you abundantly. Tozer, come here. Say goodbye to these good people. Okay, we'll see you next time. God bless you.